Today is January 24th, 2023, and this is the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. House Building Program begins. Three building permits issued to the Grace Harbor Homes Corporation yesterday perhaps set a record for a number of permits issued in one day to one contractor and gave an indication of the home building activity of this company when it gets under full operation. Foundations for the new residences were started yesterday on Lincoln Street between Dion and Wood Avenues. A residence being built at 5th and N Streets was the first to be started by the company, which plans to build at least 100 homes during 1923, with materials being cut and finished at the company's plant at Ontario Street and Railroad Avenue. The homes so far started are all to be 5-room bungalows, but each one individual plans and are not considered to be as turned out in quantity according to set patterns, Charles Kane, manager, said yesterday. In other news, urge study of habits of clam. A scientific investigation of the life of the razor clam will be made by the State Fisheries Department if recommendations of the Grace Harbor County Razor Clam Committee, made to the legislators at Olympia yesterday, are approved, F.W. Mathias, chairman, said yesterday upon his return from the Capitol. The committee met with Senators Oliver S. Morris and P.L. Sinclair, Ernest Seaborg, Director of Fisheries, and Professor F.A. Cobb of the University of Washington Fisheries Department to present the recommendations of the clam interests in this section. Both senators said no measure, which looked to the exploiting of the clam species rather than their protection, would receive consideration from them. Besides recommending a study to settle disputes about the natural history of the clams, the committee endorsed a digging season lasting from February 15th to May 15th. Rather than having strictly closed the season for the rest of the year, however, the committee recommended allowing 20 pounds, or about a 12-quart pail of clams at any time in the year. No canning should be allowed except in the regular season, they urged. In the city and county news, Ed Willis of Chanoose Creek was in Hoquiam yesterday making arrangements for the repair of his automobile, which turned over Sunday, Willis having a narrow escape in the accident. United States Marine inspectors will arrive on Grace Harbor today to make the annual inspections of tugs at this port. The tug Skookum of Aberdeen and the Allman Hubble Tugboat Company's Harbor Queen of Hoquiam are to be inspected today. Fred Klein of Hump Tulips returned to his home yesterday after coming to Hoquiam Monday with a fine catch of steelhead trout. A series of lectures, beginning Monday night, January 29th, will be given in the Grand Theater Aberdeen by W.A. Goodwin, Three Finger Jack. The subjects of his lecture will be America for Americans, More Christianity, Less Churchianity, Industrial Unionism, and The Conversation of the King of Gamblers. And finally, H.C. Weber and Chris Olson of the Sims Weber Company will drive to Seattle today on business. Mr. Olson will drive a new Mack 2.5-ton truck back to Hoquiam Thursday. The truck has been purchased by the Grace Harbor County for use in Commissioner Will Dineen's district. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 24, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023, to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.